Grace and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has come, who will come, and who is now coming to us through these words. Today, for our sermon text, we will turn to Luke chapter 21, our gospel reading, and I would invite you to rise for the sermon text. Our Lord said, "And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." And he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man." So far, our sermon text. Let us pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. We pray that by them you would strengthen our faith and set us apart for yourself, that at that last day we might stand tall and recognize you when you return as our Savior and King. We pray this in your name. Amen. You may be seated. Fellow redeemed in Christ, sit up straight. That's what my fourth grade teacher would say. Mrs. Anderson was her name. She was kind of tough. Sit up straight whenever anybody slouched down. Stand tall. That's what my grandparents would tell me whenever I would schlump past them. Stand tall. Posture's important. They were right. And posture applies to a lot more than just the way that we sit or walk. In sports, for example, a posture of preparedness is required for victory. That means that the players need to be ready to move, ready to defend, ready to push forward toward the goal. When a team goes on the field, slouching and schlumping, without such a posture of preparedness, then it's likely that they're going to lose. They'll be caught flat-footed. Advent is the season set aside in the Christian church here for us to think about that posture of preparedness, what it means to adopt that posture and be ready. God calls us firmly but with love to a posture of preparedness so that we won't be caught flat-footed when he returns. He reminds us that spiritual complacency leads to bad spiritual posture. And he tells us to stand up straight and remember the gospel that we have received, so that when that final quintessential moment comes, when Jesus returns, when he arrives, we'll be victorious. Now the context for the words that Jesus speaks this morning in the text The context is that he's about to enter into his passion. He's about to set out very deliberately on that path that will lead him to the cross to pay for our sins. Judas had not yet betrayed him, but the worm of temptation was wriggling around in his mind, and soon after these words, the trap snapped shut and Satan entered into Judas, the scriptures tell us. But watch yourselves, Jesus says, but watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. Trap was about to spring on Judas. He had been focused on earthly things. Now, the scriptures don't give us great detail. They don't tell us exactly what was going on in Judas' mind. But it does tell us that he was the keeper of the money bag for the 12. It does tell us that he betrayed the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. And so I think it's safe to say that his spirit slouched comfortably into the cares of this life. Certainly his heart was weighed down, but ever so much more so when his conscience drove him to suicide after the crucifixion. It seems that Peter was not so motivated by money. He seems to have struggled with his status. His spirit slouched into the comfort of thinking that he was somehow a little bit special, a cut above the others. He had always been a man of action, quick to jump into the fray, quick to speak his mind. And in that way, he was ready to go, but without the fundamentals of humility and without recognizing his own weakness, his spiritual posture was all wrong. When Jesus had been arrested and led to the court of the high priest, Peter was asked in the courtyard more than once about his connection to Jesus, and it was clear that he was not prepared, even denied the Lord. Jesus says today, "For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth." Peter and Judas, they were not unique in their bad posture. The scriptures point that out. But one day soon, the bad spiritual posture of every person will be made plain. Can you imagine what you would say if suddenly, right now, you were standing in that courtroom before the all-knowing judge? What would you say? Are you ready? Am I ready? Jesus said, "Stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man." We're to be ready right now. I'm thankful that the Bible is not about impossible role models, superheroes of faith who never fail. It's about people like us, people who suffer and fall into bad spiritual posture. It's about people who are stooped over beneath the crushing load of sin, who are weak and heavy laden with guilt before God. Part of what this text is about is God calling us to recognize our own complacency and our own poor spiritual posture. We have a problem. And he calls us to repentance. Like my fourth grade teacher. Like my grandparents. Today is also about God himself calling us to stand up straight, to become more aware of our bad spiritual posture and to do something about it, but maybe not the way you might think. When Mrs. Anderson told me to sit up straight, she was telling me to do something. When my grandparents said, "Stand tall," Well, they were telling me to do something. But when Jesus calls for us to stand tall, it's not so much a call to action, but a call to recognize what he's done for us. And when we see what he's done for us, how can we not suddenly have the desire to stand up tall and straight? And more than that, when Jesus calls for us to stand tall, he sends his Holy Spirit to strengthen us spiritually, to intercede for us when we don't even know what to pray for. The disciples were about to face the most awful travesty of justice. They were about to see the gruesome death of their Lord. They were about to see right before their own eyes the results of their sins, all laid upon him. And Jesus was preparing them. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. He used the illustration of leaves budding on a fig tree or other trees to show them that the time was upon them. The time was right now, not way off in the distant future. And even though they didn't understand it at this time, they did later. When they were bent over beneath the burden and guilt of their sins, they remembered Jesus' invitation, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." They remembered God's promises to them that he would be their Savior, that he would pay for their sins. And that sustained them to that third day, whether they knew it or not. And on that third day, when Jesus rose from the dead, they stood tall. They realized bit by bit what Jesus had done for them. And it was nothing short of freeing them from their sins, restoring them into a perfect and good relationship with God himself, despite their idolatry, despite their poor spiritual posture, despite their concerns about earthly supply and status. Jesus did this for them, and they stood tall as a result. Likewise, you have received God's word too, and it sustains you. And likewise, the buds are on the tree. It's surely obvious that we must be living very near to the end of this world. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth, distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Every day, when we hear what's going on in the world around us, we should see this. The temptation is to slouch into some comfortable little niche, to avoid the truth, to not have to pay attention to the fact that we are at the end of this age. And we tend to slouch into things that aren't even particularly noteworthy. The humdrum is more dangerous to spiritual posture than just about anything. But remember the gospel you have received. Remember the good news. Remember what Jesus has done for you. Remember how he was born into this world with a purpose to go to that cross, as he was about to do in our text, to go to that cross and to win our redemption, to buy us back from the debt of our sin. Stand tall and rejoice because Jesus has done this for you. Stand tall and rejoice because he has promised you eternal life. Stand tall and remember that he is alive forever and he hears your prayers, even the ones you're not even aware of. He hears them and he works out everything for your good. Remember that he is both your judge and your advocate. How's that for a setup? Stand tall, dear Christians. God has done this for you. And not just for you, but for the whole world. Stand tall. And when that last day arrives, you will lift up your heads from this humdrum life, and you will see for yourself his victorious arrival. Remember the gospel. Don't forget it. Remember it for yourself. Hear it. Learn it. Receive it in the sacraments. Recount it for those people around you that might not even know that they have a reason to stand tall. Adopt this good posture, a posture of preparedness. For surely this is what God has in mind for us. Good things and not evil. This is spiritual preparedness. This posture will make you ready for whatever is soon to come. And then you will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Your redemption is drawing near, dear Christians. Amen. Please rise. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.